This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The nation is paying homage to Mahatma Gandhi on his 77th death anniversary and Martyrs' Day ceremony today. On this occasion, a Sarva Dharma Prarthana has been held at Gandhi Samadhi Rajghat in New Delhi this morning. Every year on the 30th of January, the nation honours the life and legacy of Mahatma Gandhi, who was the guiding light of India's struggle for independence. This day is also observed as Martyrs' Day or Shahid Divas, which marks a moment of reflection on the profound sacrifices made in the pursuit of freedom. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mahatma Gandhi's ideals motivate countrymen to build a developed India. The Prime Minister also paid tributes to all those martyred for the nation and recalled their service as well as sacrifices. Ahead of the budget session of Parliament, the government has convened an all-party meeting today in New Delhi. During the meeting, the government will discuss with the floor leaders and seek cooperation of the parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the session. The budget session will begin tomorrow with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. On the same day, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey when both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha will assemble for a brief period after the President's address. The Finance Minister will present the Union Budget 2025-26 on Saturday. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks at the President's address on Monday. The first part of the budget session, which will commence on Friday, will continue till the 13th of February. The second leg of the budget session will be held from 10th of March to 4th of April 2025. The Joint Committee of Parliament on the WAF Amendment Bill 2024 will submit its report to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Chairman of the 31-member panel, Jagdambika Pal, gave this information. The committee adopted a draft report on the WAF Amendment Bill 2024 yesterday. Mr. Pal said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. He highlighted there were detailed deliberations on the bill in the last 6 months. Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary and Director General of Police will visit Prayagraj today to review the security arrangements in Mahakumbh after the stampede incident which took place at Sangam Ghat yesterday. 30 devotees had lost their lives and 60 others were injured in the incident. The injured devotees are currently undergoing treatment at the local medical college. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed Chief Secretary and DGP to assess the situation and submit the report in this regard. Chief Minister has also ordered judicial inquiry and formed a 3-member judicial commission. In US, a passenger aircraft carrying 64 people collided mid-air with a US Army Black Hawk helicopter near Reagan National Airport outside of Washington, D.C. as it approached the runway, according to the Federal Aviation Administration and defense officials. President Donald Trump said that he has been briefed on the accident and is monitoring the situation. There are no confirmed casualties at this time, according to the Metropolitan Police Department. A massive emergency response is underway in the Potomac River, where the passenger plane and helicopter collided. More details are awaited. Israel and Hamas are poised to conduct the third hostage prisoner exchange today as part of an ongoing ceasefire agreement aimed at de-escalating the Gaza conflict. The exchange will see the release of 3 Israeli captives identified by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, alongside 5 Thai nationals held in Gaza. A 4th exchange is reportedly scheduled for the coming weekend. The ceasefire, which came into effect on January 19th, is contingent upon the release of Israeli hostages taken during Hamas's October 7th, 2023 attack. In return, Israel has agreed to release 1,900 individuals, predominantly Palestinians, currently held in Israeli custody. The agreement marks a significant step towards reducing tensions in the region. In men's cricket, India will face England in the 4th T20 international match at the Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. In the 3rd T20 international match, England defeated India by 26 runs at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot, Gujarat on Tuesday. Despite this loss, the Surya Kumar Yadav-led Indian side still leads the 5-match series 2-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.